the Salvation Army, so they've come under fire a lot of times for allegedly homophobic and transphobic practices. In the Salvation Army, if you want to be an officer, high-ranking officer, that's what they call members of their church that are leaders, you cannot be gay. Some members of the Salvation Army, some churches do allow you to be gay, but you have to be celibate if you want to be an officer. So, and the head of the Salvation Army has been very, very open about this. They're not pro-LGBT at all. So this Christmas, the Salvation Army has warned their members not to discuss their opposition to LGBT rights in public. The religious charity, which has been dogged for years about its discriminatory approach to LGBT people, put a warning to members in the US ahead of the Christmas season. The guidelines published by the Fox News pundit Todd Starnes warned the Salvation Army volunteers to stay away from discussing, quote, hot topic issues like LGBTQ marriage, after an increased number of complaints regarding the comments made on social media by Salvation Army's and staff members and staff. Also, in addition to this, Salvation Army homeless shelters, especially in the US, have been accused several times of not allowing people that are transgender into their homeless shelters, or allowing them if they stop presenting as their gender, forcing people to go to mass. If you don't go to their religious services, you get kicked out. Also discriminating against gay people in the homeless shelters, stuff like that as well. So the question I would ask the panel is, do you think it's all right for the charity to hide their views? Is there anything wrong with it?
Yes, I just think, instead of hiding it, there should be some sort of law in place or some sort of body in place that can deal with this and like change the people who are in charge. Surely, the Salvation Army, I think, actually do a really good job. I don't think we should get rid of them because of this, because at the end of the day, most of the volunteers probably don't hold the views, like people on the ground, and without them, you know, there'd be a lot more homeless people, a lot more people struggling, especially over Christmas. But the people who are at the top of this and the people who are in charge should be, you know, made to confront this and should either be kicked out or changed or, you know, made to apologise at least. But
did you say that before hiding their views, the Salvation Army was talking loud about
the leaders said it several
times.
Strange.
They didn't find a middle between like saying too much that they were not pro LGBT and like hiding their views.
I think this is how they're being told off. They're basically just like, oh, just keep it quiet. They're not actually being made to realize what they've done. They're just being made to keep it quiet effectively.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I think it's a good thing that they hide their views, because it's also a good thing for the reputation of the Salvation Army, because they are doing great things and like being seen as non-pro-LGBT can be something bad for them, and it can create a bad reputation for a charity that is doing great thing for homeless people. So I think it's a good thing that they are hiding their views, even if it's not really fair, not to say everything about what they think. It's a good thing. Like generally, they hide their views. I think it's something good.
To be honest, you're going to get people who have these views. You're going to get people who are homophobic. But I think it doesn't matter to an extent what the people what they think, as long as they don't let it affect their policies. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. The fact that they're not allowing officers to be gay, they're not allowing transgender people in, that's the problem. Not necessarily the fact that they believe it is a problem, but you know, the fact that they're letting their beliefs impose on policy, I think, is the bigger issue here.
Yeah, I mean, I would like separate the two, because obviously Salvation Army is a church, and as a church they can do what they want. I'm not really concerned about them. Obviously the church is homophobic, they've been open about that, but as a charity I think it's wrong for them to hide these views, because if your officers are out, because this is also about when they're collecting money in buckets, people come up to them and debate ask them these issues before they donate. The officers will say stuff like, oh, we you know, they've got into the conversations before and then people have decided not to donate. I think it's unfair to hide those views if it's going to stop people from donating, because they're not donating for a reason. Because I think as much as people love to say like, oh, hate the sin, love the sinner, I don't think that's true. And I wouldn't feel comfortable being treated in a place where I know these people hold these views, because I think it does affect how they treat people, and it has affected how they treat people, and they have kicked transgender people out of their shelters.
But I don't this is a hard thing, because I don't think we should get rid of them, because there would be a lot of people who would be worse off without them. But I get what you mean. I don't think people should stop donating, because at the end of the day, the money is going towards helping people. It's not going towards...
Do you think people will stop donating if this Salvation Army will hide the views? I don't understand why.
Sorry, they're saying that people will stop donating if they know what the Salvation Army believes. Okay. So if they hide it, people donate. I have to disagree. Like, not even playing devil's advocate, I honestly think they shouldn't be hiding these views. And I honestly think, I'm going to put the question out to the panel, like the second question, should we donate? So obviously you've spoken a little bit about that. I would say we shouldn't donate, because if you're not going to be a homeless shelter that is available to all people, I'd rather donate to a secular homeless shelter who's going to make their beds and food and shelter available to everyone.
Well, yeah, no, that's the thing. If I was given the choice, I would donate to somebody who was going to be there for everybody as someone who's going to be there for a few. But the Salvation Army is so big that not everybody knows about, you know, the secular ones. And a lot of people, they are big enough to be able to afford to advertise. They're big enough to be able to afford to do this. And so they are raising a load of money because they are so big and they've been around for years. Whereas if I was given the choice, obviously I would rather donate to people who are there for everybody. But I feel like not everybody knows about them. And it's easy to donate to Salvation Army because you can just ring in on the phone. You can't really do that with the other ones because they're not big enough yet to be able to afford the adverts.
Mm. I would say I would have to disagree. I think it's one of those things where it comes into people being a little bit... I don't know if the word lazy is right. Maybe that's not...
Like inertia,
not.
People are...
Yeah. I think that because... there are loads of homeless shelters. I've worked with homeless shelters in the past. There are ones that are big and are advertising. And I mean, even if you donate, because when you donate money to these charities, they can use it as they wish. Like, obviously, a lot of it is going to go towards the homeless shelters, but it's also going to go towards a church that preaches hate speech, in my opinion. In my opinion, they're preaching anti-LGBT speech. I would not want to support a charity like that at all. I think also it's a little bit personal for me because this year I worked with a temporary homeless shelter that was Christian, and they had to enforce some new rules because the previous year that they did the shelter, homeless people had come to the church. They basically opened the church up as a homeless shelter, and they complained because the Christians that were volunteering there had cornered them and just preached to them about Jesus. And this was a night, it was in Birmingham, so you know how cold it gets there and how many homeless people there are. This is one of the only shelters they can go to, and instead of just being given a bed, some hot food and some time to relax and just like rest, they were just being preached by these people. And it's really hypocritical.
That's inacceptable.
That is, I think, to be honest, this ties into a lot of stuff that's been happening. So if we, like, you know, a few weeks ago when that guy tried to go into that tribe, the Sentinel
to the Senegalese.
To convert them, because I feel like, I agree there. I think, people have their beliefs. And at the end of the day, I feel like for homeless people, the most important thing that night is not, some maybe, but for all of them is not faith per se. And I think it's very easy for, you know, these volunteers who probably have a nice home to go to and all that to be like, oh, this is what you should be thinking about, when realistically there's probably a load more on their minds. Like, I'm a Christian, but I would never go up to somebody and be like, this is what you should be thinking about right now, you should be converting, because I don't think anybody, no matter what religion or whether you're atheist or whether you're what, should impose their opinions and their faith on anybody else.
I think I will not donate. If I didn't reply to your question, I will not donate to the charity because they are not clear about their objectives. Are they helping homeless people, or are they trying
they're helping homeless
to
people,
convert
but they're
them.
Being exclusive, so they're not helping homeless people who are transgender or homeless people who are potentially gay.
Yeah, but by trying to convert them, that's a bit
They don't like, always try and convert them, but
it does differ from shelter to shelter.
Yeah, but they are cold. They just need like a place to sleep, and like they, it's the reason. Like they use this reason to try to convert them.
Well, I don't think people would like, even if they made them go to mass, even if they were like, to stay here, you've got to go to church. A lot of people will probably do it for an hour. They just go and they sit there. But I can't imagine many people would be. They'd be cold, they'd be tired, they'd be hungry. They wouldn't be like, oh, I'm inspired now. Yeah. They've got many more things to be thinking about at that point. And I think they can do it all they want. I don't think it's going to work.
But I think that's kind of unfair. So
when I don't think they should do it.
Yeah. I'm going off what you said. I agree with you. But I think also one of the things, so having like done, I did again over the summer, I worked with NCS. So we did work with a homeless shelter in London. And one of the main things they were saying that homeless people feel is a lack of dignity and a lack of choice. And I think a lot of the times when it comes to these discussions, people are like, well, they're homeless, so they should take whatever they want, you know, the idea that beggars can't be choosers. And I think that's so awful. I think one of the things that you need to be thinking about when you're treating these people, they should have the same dignity and choice as everyone else. If I can choose not to go to a church and I can choose not to be around people who hold these views against me, I think homeless people should be able to make the same choice. They shouldn't have to be forced to go to mass. They shouldn't have to be around these people. Because again, like, I know people want to say stuff like, oh, maybe these people will hold these views, but they'll still treat people the same. I don't think that's fair.
And to be honest, I mean, I'm saying, as I said, so not to offend anybody here, because I am Christian myself, but I feel like the inner church especially is not as, you know, love everybody, love thy neighbour, as they say they are. And I feel like if a homeless person was still homeless but started to go to church, I don't feel like churches are very, especially in the villages, I'm not sure about towns, but I think so, communal things. Like you go, you know, people who go every week, they get to know each other and it's a community. And I'm not sure if every church, I'm not saying all of them, but if every church would open their arms to a homeless person, I think they would still come in every week and they would just, some of them would help and they would be there for them, but I think there would still be the people there who would give them judgment and, you know, look down on them or not want to sit next to them. And I think that's just not what they want. That's not what they need.
Yeah. And I mean, going on to from that point, that really links to my last question. It's very controversial, but I thought we could just discuss it. Should we ban charities that are religious, or should we have some kind of ban that is like, you can be a religious charity if you want, but you cannot discuss religion with any of the clients that you work with?
I think there's a difference between discussing and preaching. I think if, say, like, obviously it's in a church, so, you know, I think they could maybe have up a poster. You know, churches, when you go in, have like, oh, we've got this happening and all about Jesus, and they can have posters up. I think the issue comes when they're cornering people and when they're forcing them to go to mass. Because some of them might not be atheists. They might have other view. They might, you know, have other religious views, which is the other thing. And I don't think they should be forcing them to convert either. And I think it's all right to discuss religion, as in have it in the vicinity. Mm-hmm. You're in a church, so it's going to be there. But I think it's the preaching and the forcing people and the intimidating people almost that's the issue here.
So what would you think about the question of banning it then?
I don't think we should ban it, because as much as I just said I think there'd be judgment, I also think a lot of religious people, from the people I know, really want to help. Like, I know I just said, you know, they judgmental, yeah. But they really want to help. And I think if they're the sort of people who want to get out there and help, whether they're doing it in the name of Jesus, or they're doing it in the name of another religion, or whether they're just doing it because they want to help, that's fine. I think we shouldn't ban it. We should just have a body there, a committee or something there to maybe check every now and then the leaders of these groups and the people at the top. And because of volunteers, I think, you know, the volunteers are just doing it from the love of their heart. I don't think many of them probably hold the same views as, you know, the inner top people do. I don't think we should ban it. I just think we should be checked.
I agree with you. I don't think we should ban it, because in a lot of religion, the message is we need to help each other. We need to, like, yeah, there is like a big message of help in most religion. And so I think it can be like bad to ban it, because they can help a lot. As you say, they are here to, they want to help. So of course, when a charity like this is pushing people toward a particular religion through the excuse of sleeping in a church, that's too much.
Okay, so.
And I think that Salvation Army needs to be, maybe like, we need, they need to change their policy, or we need to do something about this charity. But I think we can't use this example to say that all the religious charities should be banned, because I think that's not fair, because all the charity are not like this. They're not trying to convert everyone. They're just trying to help.
They may, yeah, they're trying to help is the main thing. It's just the preaching and the views that we need to be on top of.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, because I pose a question, because I would actually say that I would agree with the idea of banning charities that are religious. I would say that it's perfectly fine if a religious group of people want to come together and start a charity, but I wouldn't say that it's right for them to have a religious charity, because it always seems to come up with, even if they aren't holding any hateful views, the message of, we're going to help you, but we're also going to try and convert you, and I don't think that's fair. So I would definitely say that that shouldn't be allowed. I would say if you really truly want to help people, it shouldn't matter whether or not you're preaching your religion. If you truly want to help people and that's all you care about, you should be fine with not having to talk about your religion whatsoever. I mean, you could even, because like some the homeless shelters that I worked in, they had a rule where you couldn't talk about your religion unless explicitly asked. So I think that could be something that we put in as well. But I would definitely say, like, these charities are saying they just want to help people. They just want to help people. And in which case, you don't need to spread your face to do that.
This is URN.